Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tennell. For today, Sunday, August 19th, we again welcome you to the show. And I just want to remind everyone that if you have a question or you want to make a comment, you can call us by calling 914-803-4399. Again, that number is 914-803-4399. And you can also join us in the chat room, where my sister Denise will be heading the chat room up. And now I'm going to let Denise share a little beauty news with us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Beauty Lounge. I just wanted to start by apologizing for the technical difficulties that we experienced 2 weeks ago on the show with David Klasfeld of OCC. Blog Talk Radio was experiencing some difficulties, so none of the shows on that day was recorded, so we apologize for not having an archived show. And we will try our hardest to get David on as soon as we possibly can in the next few weeks, hopefully. Viola Nicholson's Image Consulting Group presents another fine day featuring celebrity makeup artist Sam Fine for an interactive beauty workshop featuring Sam's highly sought-after techniques. The event takes place on October 27th at the Dana Hotel in Chicago from 3 to 6 p.m. The cost of the event is $100, and for more information, you can contact Viola at 312-204-7307, or for ticket information, you can go to violanicholson.com. That's N-I-C-H-O-L-S-O-N, violanicholson.com/events. And for the Face Off fans, Season 3 premieres on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Sci-Fi Channel. So for all of you Beauty Talk beauties who enjoy Face Off, it premieres on Tuesday at 9 p.m.
No,
it's a different day and a different time.
I'm sorry, but if I could just chime in really quickly, I just want everybody to know I posted a spoiler alert on the Beauty Talk Radio Facebook fan page, and just to let all of you know, if you are Star Wars fans, the very first makeup challenge is a Star Wars challenge, so you don't want to miss that on Tuesday.
Okay, and last week we spoke of a contest that we wanted to do on the show. How many of you had the opportunity to see Sparkle this weekend?
I did.
How'd you like it?
I loved it. The movie was great. It couldn't be compared to the original, which was a good thing, I think. The hair and makeup was great. It was 1960s, but with a more modern-day look, I guess, to appeal to a younger generation, because most of the younger generation didn't even see the original Sparkle. But it was a very good movie, and the young ladies in the movie looked wonderful. So you don't want to miss it.
Okay, I still have to go out and check it out. But as far as the contest goes, we want to run this contest tonight during the show. For those of you who have not had a chance to check out Marietta Carter's blog, Diary of a Makeup Artist, you want to go to www.marietta-diaryofamakeupartist.blogspot.com. In that blog is where you will find the answer to the following question. And that question is, how many makeup bags or makeup packages, rather, how many makeup bags or packages did Marietta have shipped to Detroit to work as the makeup department head of Sparkle? How many makeup bags did Marietta have shipped to Detroit to work as the makeup department head of Sparkle? And the first person to email us at illusionsbeauty@gmail.com with the correct answer will win our Sparkle Beauty Pack, which includes a Sparkle lip gloss from Illusions Cosmetics, a beauty blender, and a few more treats. So again, it's how many makeup bags did Marietta Carter have shipped to Detroit to work as the makeup department head of Sparkle? Email your answer to illusionsbeauty@gmail.com. And I'll post that in the Beauty Lounge as well.
All right. Thank you very much. Well, we're excited about tonight's show. I'm really interested in learning what our guest tonight has to say. We have Megan from I Look Beauty Book on with us tonight. Welcome to the show, Megan.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Well, let's just jump into the conversation. How about you telling us a little bit about who you are and how you're connected to this I Look Beauty book?
Sure. Well, some listeners may know or may have heard of the agency that I started. It's MG Hair and Makeup. It's a national hair and makeup agency focusing primarily in the bridal industry, focusing on brides, taking care of them on their wedding day. Wedding hair and makeup is often the bread and butter of a lot of hair and makeup artists working and doing other aspects, other areas of the industry. And so being able to do what they love and not worry about the business side is important. So giving that opportunity to a lot of artists across the country is really what we focus on. And obviously taking care of brides on their, you know, most important day of their life as well. But in doing that, and also with the changing technology that's occurred, a lot of brides and a lot of artists also use their phones or their iPads to try to find looks or try to find images to describe exactly what it is that they're looking for. And unfortunately, there really aren't a lot of good mobile apps that encompass a wide range of images. And mm-hmm. so understanding that there is a dilemma out there, we really wanted to make sure that that we could try to find a solution if possible. And so I've been working very hard on creating this mobile app. It's for iPad and iPhone. It should be coming out in the next week or so, and we're really excited. It's meant to be a comprehensive lookbook, if you will, on your iPhone or your iPad, and being able to look through images and find a look that you like, whether that is for a photo shoot that you might be doing, if you are a makeup artist and you're trying to find an inspirational photo, if you're a photographer and you're trying to find a makeup artist who can do the type of look that you want. There are links for each image that not only is the credit there for the artist as well as the photographer, but the link will go to the artist's website, so that way they can be contacted directly. It's also great for salons to be able to communicate with their clients using images. It's great for, obviously, hair and makeup artists to be able to have their portfolio on their phone at all times. And then for, you know, obviously for brides, for bridesmaids, for people who are going to a special event, they want a specific look, they can go through, look through the images. They can filter by different tags and be able to look for an updo, be able to look for curls, waves, half up, half down, something with, you know, a hair accessory for makeup if it's a smoky eye, false lashes, if they're looking for, you know, someone who does African-American or ethnic makeup, skin tones, Asian makeup, if they're looking for a bold lip or, you know, a neutral lip, a nude lip. Being able to filter through images that way and going based on the image itself and then linking through organically to, you know, to the hair makeup artist website and be able to connect with them directly.
Wow. I have a whole bunch of questions just from that alone. One, I noticed for iPad and iPhone, Mm-hmm. Any plans for creating something for other operating systems?
Absolutely, absolutely. This is just the jumping off point. And right now, even what is going to be coming out is a bare bones. You know, we have a lot of updates in the mix right now that we are trying to push through to get going as well. So we have big plans for this and really look forward to all of the updates, including adding, you know, Android, obviously, to that.
Gotcha. And you spoke about MG Hair and Makeup. Now, is that an online service? For instance, like if I'm looking for a makeup artist to do my makeup for my wedding, I can go to MG Hair and Makeup and find someone?
Yes. So you would go to MG Hair and Makeup. It's our website, and we have a contact form on the website, and it asks basic questions. One of the questions is obviously where you're getting married, so that we know what artists are available for your wedding date in your area. So we check availability and get back to you in terms of pricing, you know, services that are available, obviously, in your area, if that's, you know, hair services, makeup, airbrush, extensions, all of that good stuff.
Gotcha. What was the big desire or push to get this app started? I mean, I know that, you know, there's so much going on online, and people are going online to look for references, but why an app?
You know, apps are really, mobile apps are really the future of technology as it stands right now. It's not to say something new might come up tomorrow and we'll have to, you know, migrate that way. But, you know, as of right now, people are on their phones. They have their phones always with them. iPads are huge. You know, obviously Apple had a huge year for iPad sales. You know, a lot of people, same thing for Samsung and, you know, and other Android devices. I mean, people are using their phones to connect online. And even more so, you know, via mobile apps, simply because they are designed to be used for a phone or for, you know, a mobile device, an iPad or, you know, a tab or something like that, where everything fits to the screen, the operating system or the design, the layout is all, again, based on that screen. So it's not trying to scroll over, zoom in, zoom out, which we've all experienced frustration with, I'm sure.
Let's talk a little bit about the app and, you know, let's talk a little bit about it and tell us what we will see, what we should expect, and then we'll go a little bit into how an artist can get involved, I guess.
Absolutely. Well, the first screen is a place for the user to be able to choose if they want to start with hair, makeup, or favorites. So in searching through the images, you do have the option of choosing images that are your favorites that you want to come back to. And by doing that, obviously, it saves to your device. So if you start with hair, it's all the images that have been uploaded that have hair tags. So tags meaning descriptors, words that can be filtered through when they're looking for an image. So you can just look through if you wanted to just browse through all of the hair images, you can do that. If you wanted to go to the filter, there's a top right magnifying glass search icon. You tap on that, and a search filter opens up. On the search filter, you can choose to search by hair, by makeup, or by favorites. And so with hair, there are specific tags that you can check off with a checkbox, which is great, again, for quick, easy filtering. If you know that you're looking for an updo, if you know that you're looking for a short hairstyle, curls, waves, a certain type of part or no part. If you're looking for more of a fashion or avant-garde look, same thing for the color of hair. Sometimes, you know, someone who has brunette hair is really looking for, you know, a style that shows brunette hair instead of just blonde hair because it might look differently. Same thing for, you know, hair accessories. So if a bride has a veil or some type of jewel clip and they're trying to figure out a certain type of style that would go with it, or flowers, It's an easy way for them to be able to filter through and get ideas that way. Same thing for makeup and same thing for favorites. Then you can search through your favorites and find the images that that have been tagged accordingly.
And so if I wanted to, as an artist, have my work featured on an app, what would I do?
You would go to the website. So that's ilookbeautybook.com, and you would click through. It says, feature your work. You click through. You create a free account. So you put in your information, and activate your account, and then you can purchase credit uploads. So every upload is 99 cents. So as many images as you want to upload, you're welcome to do that. It's 99 cents per upload. And then every time that you're uploading an image, you have the option to choose the tags. So again, if your picture shows a retro look with red lips and, red hair and there's curls, then you would choose all of those appropriate tags. It also has an opportunity for you to be able to put your business name, your website, your information on there as well. So that way the actual link will go to your website. Once the person is looking through the app, sees your wonderful work, they like it and they want to know who did it. So they learn more information by tapping on that. It goes to your website.
Gotcha. Okay. So
now
this
what,
app... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. No, I'm just wondering, in your opinion, what makes your app different from others?
Well, there's really not an app that's like this right now. That's not focused on, the app is not about trying on hairstyles. The app is not about tutorials only. It's not about, a playbook of, how-tos or different colors or products or things like that. It's really a book about looks, which is hence the name. Yeah, it's for inspirations. And it's also a way of connecting for, again, connecting whether it's a bride with an artist, whether it's a photographer with an artist, whether it's an artist with a hairstylist, whether it's an editor who's looking to put together a certain type of shoot, they can go through and filter by that look and find artists in their area that, again, do that type of thing or have done that type of look before. And so, it kind of alleviates that, can you do this? Do you know how to do that? Can I see your portfolio? Because it's all there. I also should mention that you can also filter by name. So you can type in someone's name. So if we typed in, Janice, it would show up images. If you had images, on the app, it shows up your images. So, again, it's a great way to be able to have your portfolio immediately available. So if you're talking with someone, you can say, hey, if you don't already have the app, just download the app. It's free on iTunes or iPad. Excuse me, and type in my name at the top, and you can see all my work.
And so the app on iTunes, it's free. The cost only comes in if you're an artist who wants to upload some of your work on there.
Correct. So the app is going to be a free app. We really want to be able to get it in as many hands as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because we really feel that the service of the app is really going to meet a great need, essentially. Because otherwise everyone ends up, going to the internet, Googling updo, Googling red lip. Or they're going through Model Mayhem and they're filtering through, they're going through, and they get bored. So it's a really easy way, and fun way too, to be able to go through images and connect with people organically based on the images that you like. That you already, are interested in.
Right. Right. And so, we're looking at makeup artists, hairstylists, photographers. So we even go as far as saying manicurists and other people who provide beauty services.
We are hoping to expand with some of the new updates. So right now it's hair and makeup. So, unfortunately, that's the extent that we have right now. That's not to say that if you are a manicurist and you want to upload pictures of your work, you're welcome to do that. you wouldn't have any tags, but you, you could upload, you know, images of the nails that you've done, the designs that you've done. You would have your information, your website, and it would also go to and the photographer's information, excuse me, and then it would go to your website. So if someone's going through, and you could type in nails at the top,
mm-hmm.
and those images would pop up. So even though there's not a separate area right now for nails, you could do that, absolutely. It's just not built into the system as it stands.
But sounds like it would really benefit you, like if you were a hairstylist or a makeup artist, because of the tags, there's so many ways that people could view your work just based on the tags alone.
Absolutely, absolutely. Especially for, you know, as a makeup artist or as a hairstylist, when you're starting out, you know, you do a lot of TFPs and you feel like you have these images and what do you do with them? You know, you might start a blog, you might start a website, but how do you get people to view them? Just because they're there doesn't mean that people are going to go on your website or go on your blog. And when you put them on something that someone already has in their hands, they're already looking through. It's like an online magazine, essentially, of works. It's an easy way to get in front of them and for people to know who you are and what you can do.
Right. Now, let me ask you, I was looking through, and I know that there's the option where you can put the photographer's name, of course. But
mm-hmm.
let's say if you're a makeup artist and, you know, you're putting your pictures out there, you put your photographer's name, is there or will there be a place, rather, where you could also just credit the hairstylist?
Absolutely. Again, we have a lot of updates that are coming through that we wish were on the first, you know, on the first ground level. But, you know, we will be adding a place for, you know, a separated, you know, makeup artist, hairstylist, linking to each as well as linking to the photographer, you know, if they so choose. So having those options, again, you know, we will also be having some social media integration eventually. So you can pin things to your Pinterest board, to your Facebook page, to you can put it on your Twitter account, things like that, again, to make it easier for people to use and share the images that they love.
Nice. What do you, with this first round, when you first launch, what is it that you want artists to get from this? Or not only artists, because someone that's not even a makeup artist could go out and look at
absolutely,
work, you know, to get ideas and suggestions for a look for an event they may be going to or for a bride or something. What do you want the person that actually comes in to use the app to who's searching, what do you want them to get out of it?
You know, I really want them to be able to find images to choose from. I feel like oftentimes, and I've heard the frustration many times over, where if you're looking for a certain look, a hair look or a makeup look, there's no way to look online except to Google something and to try to filter it by that if it happened to have been tagged that way.
Right.
But generally speaking, there's no one place you can go. And again, because everyone is on a mobile device at all times, it just makes sense to have it there because, again, if you go to a salon and you're looking to get your hair done or you want a certain hair color or certain type of highlights or you're getting your hair put in an updo for an event or you're having your makeup done or even if you go to a makeup counter mm-hmm. and you're looking for something specific, unless you've already gone online, Googled the image or Googled the look, found the look you wanted, downloaded the picture, put it on your phone, you know, it's not with you. So to be able to have that in one place, the images are constantly updating. There's always going to be new images added daily. So knowing that the content is continually being, you know, it's being refreshed, it's not just stale, also allows for, you know, hopefully an ease of use and a desire for people to want to keep using it.
Right. What do you want for those people who, the artists who will, the first group of artists who will actually be involved with the launch, what is it that you hope they will gain from it?
You know, I really hope that, you know, that just the sheer exposure. There are a lot of makeup artists, a lot of hairstylists, salons that are watching and waiting for the app to come out.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there're going to be a lot of eyes on the app when it first comes out. So it is a great opportunity for exposure. Again, just to be able to establish yourself and to show the world what you can do. It's one thing to have your images. It's another thing to be able to have people look at them. So to be in a place where people are already looking, you know, that's priceless.
All right. So how are you all planning to, like, really get the word out, to really push it about I Look Beauty Book, especially for this initial launch?
Well, for the initial launch, we're actually doing a kind of a soft launch first.
Mm-hmm.
The full out launch will be probably in about three, four weeks. We'll be doing a demo video and a PR push at that time. So then there will be a little bit more buzz in terms of the rest of the world really knowing what I Look Beauty Book is.
Mm-hmm.
How excited are you?
I am so excited. I've been trying to wait patiently. It's been an interesting process, and I'm extremely excited to get this out and to get in, you know, people's hands for them to start using it, you know, and hopefully really love it, because this is something that I really hope will alleviate a lot of frustration, a lot of time wasted. You know, looking for, you know, hairstyles or makeup looks, you know, hopefully alleviating confusion between a stylist or a makeup artist and the person that they're working on. You know, having something as a point of reference to say, oh, no, I didn't mean that type of smoky eye, I meant this type of smoky eye, you know, or I didn't mean that type of red lip, I meant this type of red lip. You know, this is curls to me, this is waves to you. Oh, okay, I understand now. You know, having that again, in the ease of an app and having that available for everyone, it's going to be a worldwide app. So having that available is really going to be something special. So I'm really excited about it, yeah.
I can see this being something that people will take to the hair salons when they go or to the makeup counters when they go. You know, like you were just saying, this is what I mean, or this is what, you know, the look that I'm going for.
Yeah.
And actually having that app to be able to reference it so that the artist can know exactly what they're speaking of.
Exactly. I mean, it's hair and makeup, and, you know, if you tell someone I want a smoky eye, that can mean 15 things to 15 different people. You know, and even if they have one or two images, it may not be what they really want. So to be able to kind of go through and see the differences between smoky eyes and to see the differences between updos or curls or waves or red lips even, you know, it is hopefully going to be something very powerful for them to be able to use in communicating with a professional.
Right. Right. Absolutely. Well, we have a caller, so let's take a quick call. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Janice. This is Kim Carruthers from St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
Great.
You know what? It's so funny because as I was listening, I had wrote my questions down, and my questions have already been answered.
You're just going to have to come up with something.
Well, you know what? And it was so funny because I'm sitting here thinking, and I was thinking, oh, my God, this app sounds exciting. You know, it's going to be a good thing. And I'm thinking, okay, and one of the questions I had was like, okay, you know, how are they, what type of PR are they going to have in place? And, you know, how are they going to create some buzz about this, you know? I mean, there's a lot of different, you know, I'm actually a makeup artist myself, as you well know, and I do a lot of bridal makeup here in the St. Louis area and, you know, makeup for special events and things like that. And, you know, there's a lot of different wedding websites that are out there who, you know, with something similar to this, you know, and so I'm wondering, I'm like, okay, how are they, you know, what do they have in place? What are their intentions on getting the word out and getting, because this is your target audience mainly brides, or is it just pretty much just I mean, is it just a general audience, or do you have a specific target audience of this?
You know, we are there for everyone.
Okay.
You know, I have to say that because of our experience, you know, as a national agency over the last, you know, almost 12 years now, that, you know, a lot of what we heard was from brides. And so that was something that, you know, a lot of times people, when they're thinking of how they want to look or a new look or what they can do, it's usually for a special event or it's usually for a wedding. And so sometimes that's kind of a jumping off point to something new, something different. What can I try? What can I do? And so that obviously is a group of people that you know, are going to be marketed to. And we do have a lot of partnerships in place with, you know, with a lot of the major players in the bridal industry, you know, just because of our background. And, you know, we have extensive relationships with, you know, the XO groups, the Knot, Wedding Channel.
And and I was thinking about those are the two biggest ones, and that's what I was thinking about with the Knot and the Wedding Channel, you know.
Yeah, we've already been in talks with them, so they're aware of our app coming out and everything, so they're excited about it too. So there's the wedding aspect, the bridal aspect, but then also the you know, just the hair and makeup artists themselves. We were at the makeup show in New York in May, and we're able to talk to a lot of makeup artists, hairstylists, and from across the country, and let them know about the app. The app is coming out. We went through more flyers than I knew what to do with. I mean, we had to keep going to get more copies.
Oh, wow.
People were, it was amazing. So,
that's a good thing.
But it's something that, you know, we'll be at, obviously, all of the shows coming up for this next year as well for makeup artists, hairstylists, all the beauty shows, trade shows, you know, to also be getting the word out. But we do have some key players, some key partners, and, you know, in our PR push when we put that all together. So it's going to be exciting again. So we're really pumped about that.
Oh, okay. So when did you say that this is actually going to take place, if it's actually going to launch?
We're hoping that it launches by next week. So we are we're waiting patiently for that approval to go through, and it'll be up. So
okay, all right, exciting.
Yeah, and Megan, where are you based out of?
Based out of New York City.
New York, that's what I thought. Okay.
Okay. And then my other question I had, but of course this is a new application, so I'm sure nothing like this is in effect yet, but I didn't know if you already have, but you do have an agency that's already established, is that correct? MG?
Yep, MG Hair and Makeup. Yeah, MG Hair and Makeup. We've been in the, you know, in the bridal industry for, you know, for quite a while, over a decade now, and a lot of the major players, you know who we are. We do New York Bridal Fashion Week, and David Tatera's My Fur Wedding, and Randy to the Rescue, which is the new TLC show. We do the Unveiled National Tour. So, you know, a lot of major players, the wedding guys, a lot of, you know, major players in the industry, you know, they're well aware of who we are and everything, so.
Right, okay. Okay, yeah, because I was wondering, too, and again, I guess this is not applicable yet because the app hasn't been fully launched yet, but I didn't know if you guys had some kind of tracking mechanism in place where you'll be able to track the number of visitors that visit your site or whatever, but again, this is a brand new thing, so, you know, I would imagine you don't, that's not even.
Not yet,
you know,
no.
Right.
So, you know, after the millions of people that are listening right now, I mean, we should, you know, we should have really good numbers going to the site, so.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
We're all so excited. We're asking questions that don't even exist yet. It's cool. I mean, it's good, though. I mean, like you said, this is something that is not necessarily out there, but it's definitely needed.
Right.
It is. And it's something that, you know, it gives a platform for, you know, hairstylists, for makeup artists, salon owners, you know, it gives them a platform to connect organically. It's not an ad that's on a billboard. It's not an ad that's on a website. It's not an ad that's anywhere that says, look at me, look at me. people are already going to be on the app looking for images, and you happen to be there. Your work happens to be there and catch their eye, not because you have this flashy ad, you know, with a neon sign or this huge banner ad on a website, but because they already like you. They already like your work. And so connecting with you is only going to be that much easier. So if you have it, you know, click to their, you know, your Facebook page or your YouTube page and they subscribe to your, you know, to your YouTube channel, your Twitter account if you want them to be a follower, whatever it is that you want to promote about yourself, that's what it's for. It's for you to be able to connect with people and show them what you can do, you know, obviously for them to be able to appreciate it as well. So it works both ways.
Okay. So let me ask you, Megan, so like, for example, I was just sitting here thinking, like, you know, for I know with like agencies, they look, you know, before you actually accept it on the roster, they will, you know, want to see your portfolio and review that and things like that.
Absolutely.
Like, for example, with the app, on the other hand, what I'm hearing, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, is pretty much, I mean, I guess anybody, there's no certain criteria that you guys are looking for from artists or from makeup artists, hairstylists. There's no certain, you know, there's... anybody can pretty much register, like you said, create an account, and then upload their work.
Correct.
So you guys are not like, you're not going through a screening artist's work, makeup artist or hairstylist or manicures. You're not screening the work before it gets submitted, actually gets placed on the website, I mean on the app.
No, the only screening that is done is if the picture that's uploaded is not a high-quality picture, so if it's too grainy and you can't see what it is, so that's one, it would be. And at that point, the picture is rejected, but you still get that credit. You can upload a new picture.
Okay.
So you're welcome to upload another picture. That credit gets back to your account. It's just that we can't have pictures that can't be seen. Does no one
anymore. Right.
So the quality of the picture obviously has to be there. And then, you know, just for decency's sake, you know, there's no nudity.
Right.
You know.
Right.
Gotta put that out there, but it's
right, right.
You
know,
but you know, just to be on the up and up. So, you know, it's about hair and makeup. So if the images doesn't show the face or the head, it would be rejected. Again, you're welcome to upload a new picture. But that image itself wouldn't be accepted. Outside of that, you know, in terms of stylistic or, you know, preferences or anything like that, it's anything goes. It's really your call. Whatever it is that you want to promote about yourself and what you do, hair and makeup-wise, that's what it's for.
Okay. Sounds like this is a little bit more flexible because I know with agencies, you know, they will critique your work and they want, and a lot of times, you know, some of the bigger agencies, Cordier out in L.A. and
mm-hmm.
Wall Street, you know, the
mm-hmm.
Wall Group, I think it's called, you know,
yep.
places like that, they look for certain artists or stylists before they actually add you to their roster. They want to really see your work and what you can do, you know. But
like
this is, you know, what you're doing is a little bit more flexible, and much more open, you know.
Well, and we're, you know, one of the other aspects of the app is, you know, we want it to be able to be used by agencies as well, you know, to be able to screen for new talent. So
mm-hmm.
if you're someone who, you know, you have your work, you uploaded it to the app, you know, you can contact the Wall Group and tell them, all of my images are on the app. They have the app. They type in your
mm-hmm.
name. They see your images. It's all there.
Okay.
You don't have to drop off your portfolio. You don't have to drop off your iPad. It's there, and it's already
mm-hmm.
on their. It's already on their phone. It's already on their iPad that they can just look through and see your work, make a quick decision. You know, it's
nice.
Painless for everyone. So,
very nice.
Yeah, that when I was looking over it, it reminded me of, you know, like an agency. Like, okay, here's all of my work. You know, so for those artists out there who have a lot of images but who may not have a website,
mm-hmm.
If you upload a lot of your photos, again, like you just said, you could refer agencies or whoever to
mm-hmm.
That app.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
can
Absolutely.
You imagine, you just said this, but can you imagine, like you said, dropping off your portfolio? Can you imagine when it gets to a point where everybody's dropping off their iPads?
Well, I know some do. I know some artists do drop off their iPad, and it's, you know, you're dropping off your iPad.
Right.
So it's something that's a little bit different, but at the same time, you know, that is where technology is. But to have it so that you don't have to physically go there and drop it off, you don't have to physically give them your technical device. They already
right.
have the app. They can just type your
right.
name in, you know.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
At that point, it's like you're done. And if you only, you know, if you upload 20 images or 40 images and you have hundreds more that you didn't want to upload but they're on your website, all of those images are going to link to your website. So, again,
mm-hmm.
it gives you the opportunity to whet people's appetite, to make them interested in what you do, and then to connect with you.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And just to kind of like piggyback off of what you said, Megan, I mean, this is, I mean,
mm-hmm.
technology is, I mean, you're right, technology is where it's at. I mean, if you think about brides, I mean, you know, most of your brides average anywhere from the age through what, maybe in their 20s up until maybe 40 or so,
mm-hmm.
maybe. And, you know, that's what they're using. It is tech. I mean, they're not wanting, a lot of them, you know, they want something that's quick, easy and convenient. You know, they don't want to sit down in front of a computer. Because like you said, they have their phones with them all the time, you know.
Exactly.
So it's just easy to just pull up whatever they need on their phone, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're right on with everything.
Oh, well, we hope so. We hope so. We're, you know, we really want it to be, you know, like I said, you know, a good solution for people
mm-hmm.
to be able to use and to use to connect, so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, Megan, we have a question from, I'm sorry, really quickly. We have a question from the chat room, and you've pretty much covered this, but I thought it was a good question to ask as well.
Mm-hmm.
But Tanisha's asking if the app is only if it's just an app or if it's web based as well.
So right now it's just an app. We do have plans for it to be web based as well with other features, but that's a little bit down the road. So right now, you know, our main focus is really on getting the mobile app up and running. You know, again, to make it easy for people using what they're already using. You know, in
right.
essentially in a month, Apple's going to be coming out with, you know, a new iPhone. They're going to announce a new iPhone and a new iPad. So, again, this is where it's at. Even if you don't have an iPhone, and this is something that people have asked me before, well, I don't have an iPhone, so why would I want to put my stuff on there? Because everyone who has an iPhone, those are the people that you want to see your work. And if they have an iPhone, they can see your work. You don't have to have an iPhone. You know?
Right.
We will be, you know, expanding to the Android market as well. So, yes, eventually you can have it on your phone. But to start out, just knowing that, you know, again, if it's an agency that you're trying to court, if it's a, you know, if it's brides that you're trying to reach, if it's, you know, whoever it is that you want to get your work in front of, you know, a lot of them will probably have an iPhone. And so
mm-hmm.
to be able to put your work there in their hands is important, even if you don't have that same device.
The point is that you don't have to see your work. You want to show your work to somebody
you
else.
Know what you can do. The point is to
right.
let everyone else know what you can do.
Exactly. And I think
exactly.
I think it, with it just being app-based, it makes it quicker, I think, as far as,
mm-hmm.
as,
yeah.
far as someone actually researching, you know, for the photos, it just makes it so much quicker to just go to the app,
mm-hmm.
you know, put in what you need to put in, and instead of trying to, you know, get the correct web address and, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Absolutely.
An extra second or two.
Absolutely. I mean, it's so much easier. I mean, if you have an app on your phone, you tap on the app and you're in the app, you tap around and you're done.
Right.
There's very little typing involved,
exactly.
you know, or searching, or did I spell that correctly, you know.
Right.
Let me ask you, Megan. Okay, so we were talking about the soft launch, which you're hoping will be in about a week.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how with the soft launch, are you saying to makeup artists tonight, okay, if you want to be included in the app, you know, go out to I always get it wrong. I look book beauty. Are you saying for them to go out, or are you already set up for your launch?
We're set up for the soft launch. So yeah. If you're a makeup artist or you're a hairstylist and you're listening right now and you're like, I want to be a part of it, you go to ilookbeautybook.com and you'll see a link kind of near the middle. It'll say, you know, basically to feature your work. You'll click through. You'll click another link and you'll go through. You can create your account, get started. Your account's ready. You activate your account. And then you can start purchasing credits and uploading your images right away. Then your images will be included in the soft launch. So that's a really important point, that if you're listening tonight, you want your images to be a part of the soft launch, go to ilookbeautybook.com and you can start right away.
Okay, so they can start right away.
Absolutely.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, well, that's a good deal. You know, you could be a part of something new that's never been done before. So get your stuff out there now.
Absolutely.
Wow. Is there anything else you would you want the people out there listening to know about the app that we haven't mentioned or asked about?
You know, I don't think so. I think you guys ask great questions. And to be honest, it's meant to be simple. It's meant to be straightforward. You know, I've talked, you know, with a million different people about the app, and the first thing they say is, and then what? Or what else does it do? Or really, it's that simple. And it's meant
right.
to be simple. It's meant to be easy and simple and based on images. It's based on looks. And you can filter through. You have no, no obligation. You know, you don't have to, buy an image. You don't have to, it's really easy. You just go through. You find the images you like. You can connect with the people who did those looks. And you can keep going. You can go on the next day and find new looks. You can go on the day after that and find new ones as well. So it's meant to be something that, you know, can be used for fun. It can be used, obviously, for more serious purposes if it's communicating with your hairstylist or, with your client if you're a hairstylist or a makeup artist, whether that client is a bride or a bridesmaid, a mom, or if you just like hair and makeup and you want to look through it, you know, you can do that as well.
And then, of course, for the artist, it's supposed to be simple as well. So if
yep.
you have pictures out there and you get to the point where, okay, I don't want to do this anymore, it should be just as simple as deleting their account.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Gotcha.
Yep. You just and also, to be clear, there was a question once, I remember, someone had asked, well, you know, do I have to pay a monthly fee or is there some type of annual fee? Or no, it's you're paying for the one upload of your image. You know, you're paying per image, basically. And it's there as long as the app is there. So if you don't want it to be there anymore, you let us know and we will delete it and it's gone.
But
as long as you want it to be there, it will be there.
Now, what about if you wanted to, let's just say I have an image up there, and I don't know, maybe I'm repeating a question, but if you have an image out there and you decide down the road, well, I no longer want that image there, can
mm-hmm.
you delete that image and put something in its place?
No. So if you want to delete the image completely, like you don't want to be associated with the image or you don't want it on the app or representing you,
mm-hmm.
You can contact us and we can delete it from your account. But
mm-hmm.
if you want to replace the image, you can't replace the image. So once it's uploaded, if it's accepted, as long as the quality is okay and it's a decent photo, you know,
mm-hmm.
then you've chosen your image and that's it. You can always upload another one. It's just another 99 cents. So it's
right.
figure out lots of money.
Right. Okay. Right.
Yeah, this
okay.
sounds like a win-win situation. I mean, who wouldn't want to be able to put, you know, their images up for as low as 99 cents and they're up there forever? No monthly fee, no annual fee, no hosting fee.
Yep.
You know, I mean, can't go wrong.
We're trying to make it easy. We want to make it
right.
easy and simple. You know, like I said, you know, having the agency over the last, you know, over a decade and, you know, talking, meeting a lot of makeup artists and, you know, hairstylists, salon owners, you know, working with different editors, and it's hard. It's hard to get your name out there, and it's expensive. So to be able to do it in a way that is affordable and it's fun and people don't feel like you're shoving your stuff down their throat, it's a great way to be where everyone's going to be looking. You know, and again, hopefully a win-win situation for artists as well as for the user, whoever it is that's, you know, looking through the images, trying to find an image that they like.
Quick question about the images. I know that there's a certain, you know, the pictures have, the photos have to be clear, and they, you know, is it a certain size image that they need or any type of file, certain file format that they need to be in?
Any regular image file. So if you take a picture with your phone, that's fine. The issue becomes if you have a picture and you try to zoom in on the picture, it's going to be pixelated.
Gotcha.
So that's where the issue comes. If someone's trying to crop a photo, or if they're trying to download the image from the internet and then crop the photo, it's going to be too pixelated. So the best thing to do is if it's an image that you've taken with your phone, Instagram, if you take it with, you know, a regular point-and-shoot, you know, a digital camera, if it's a professional photographer's, you know, photo, at that point you're totally good. You know, for the most part, you're fine. The real issue is if you're trying to download it from the internet, if you're trying to crop it after it's already been taken, that's when it starts to be pixelated and it doesn't come out clearly.
Gotcha. And then let's talk a little bit about the types of photos. You know, like, for instance, people have professional photos that they've done at photo shoots. Then, like you said, you may take something from Instagram or your cell phone, so that's something that you do on your own. Okay, if I'm on the movie set and I do someone's makeup and then I take it with my point-and-shoot, and I can upload that photo on there as well?
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
Absolutely.
So it doesn't have to necessarily be like something from a professional photo shoot or anything?
No, it doesn't have to be, you know, a large file from a professional photo shoot or photographer. You know, it can be from your phone. That's totally fine. Again, as long as you're not cropping it in too much, that's when the pixelation comes in, and then it's not clear.
Gotcha. That's really good. I mean, there's lots of opportunities there.
Well, we hope so. I mean, that's really what we want. We want it to be a really good platform, you know, for artists to be able to show people what they can do.
Ooh. Good.
I have a question. Am I still in the queue? Am I still on, rather?
Yeah, yes. We still hear you.
Okay. Well, you know what? This is Kim still. You know, I wanted to find out because, I mean, this is I'm really looking forward to this. And I mean, you guys are, Megan, you know, what you've got going on. I mean, it sounds very, very generous, you know. I mean, 99 cents, you know, per photo, I mean, that's like a really, really good deal, a very good opportunity, you know. And so my question is, say, for example, like I'm a bride and I'm out there looking and I see, I locate a makeup artist that I'm interested in, you know, pursuing her services. And so basically what I'm understanding is I can take down that makeup artist information will be out there for me to get together from the app. Is that correct? I mean, I can get her phone number, email, and contact information, whatever I need. Is that correct?
Well, from the app, you'll tap on it, the information icon, the eye with the circle, essentially. So you tap on that, and it will go to that artist's website. So that'll either be that artist's website, which should have all the contact information, or their Facebook page, which should have all their contact information, you know, or their Twitter account page, which should have their website address, which would have their information. So it's a way for you to be able to connect with them. Again, you should be able to connect with them, you know, via any of those ways that they have, depending on what type of web link, essentially, that they want you to go to.
Okay, so I connect with them, and, you know, they, you know, kind of give me their presentation, and they tell me, you know, a little bit more about them and their services and pricing and packages and all that. And I like what I'm hearing, and so I'm interested in them doing, my wedding for me, doing makeup for my wedding, my entire wedding party. Now, how does that work? What part do you all play in that? Do you all, I mean, like an agency, of course, they would get like a percentage or something of whatever the assignment is. Does that same thing, is that applicable with this app or once?
No.
Once
no.
That is a 99 cent per each photo, then you guys are out of it. Is that correct? Is that how it works or what?
Yeah. So the, and I hope it's not confusing at all. MG Hair and Makeup is an agency.
Right, okay.
That I started. But I Look Beauty Book is something that's separate. So it's meant to be a supplement, another way for artists who don't have to be part of the agency at all. But it's a way for them to be able to connect with, again, whether it's brides, editors, agencies, you know, their clients, whoever it is, it's a way for them to connect and to show the world what they can do. One of the things that, you know, I often hear from artists who they don't necessarily want to be a part of the agency, but they do want to advertise their work. They want people to know who they are. This is really a way, again, for them to be able to show people what they can do in a way that's organic. It's not forceful. It's not cheesy. It's a fun way, and people can appreciate appreciate the work and the talent that's out there without, again, having to be, you don't have to be part of the agency. You don't have to be a part of anything. You know, you are your own entity. You are you're a freelancer. If you have a salon, if you are part of an agency and it does go to your agency website, that's fine. You know, whatever it is, again, that you want to promote about yourself and what you do, that's what it's for.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, this is like a really, really good deal. I mean, you know, I mean, 99 cents, you know, I mean, of course, I mean, you know, depending on how many photos people have, but still, I mean, you think about it, I mean, it's still, I mean, it's a really good opportunity, you know. So,
yeah.
I mean, you guys, yeah, I mean, and you guys are, I mean, this just seems like such a generous deal, you know, I mean, of course, because I was thinking that you guys would get a portion, you know, whatever, if the person decides to, you know, if the bride decides, okay, I want to book with that the artist I located, you know, I thought maybe you guys would get a portion of, you know, a fee or whatever, you know.
Nope.
But,
nope.
Okay. Wow.
No fee. This is as much as a non-profit as we can be. This is a service. This is really a service, both for people, for the general public. It's also a service for artists because, again, it's hard. It's hard to be an artist. It's hard to advertise yourself. It's expensive. It's frustrating. And a lot of times you got a lot of other stuff going on. You don't have time to be managing, you know, 5 million other things or, you know, trying to put an ad together for this, that, and the other, you know.
Right.
So this is an easy way, again, to put yourself out there without, you know, without a monthly fee, without an annual fee, without, you know, a big upfront cost or anything. You're there, and it's service for you. You can have your portfolio on your phone, or if you have an iPhone or an iPad, you know, it's also a way for people to be able, you know, to view your work, again, organically. If you connect with a photographer online,
sure,
and he's like, I want to see your work, tell him, you know, if you have I Look Beauty Book, you type in my name at the top, you can see all my work. You know, that's a million times easier and more enjoyable than downloading 20 photos from an email or trying to go to someone's website and scroll through their photos, you know.
Right.
They can do that when they're walking to the train. They can do that when they're, you know, in between clients or they're, you know, whatever it is. There's a million things. They don't have to go to a computer. They don't have to log on to anything. They just tap the app and they're in.
Wow. Well, I think it's great what you guys are doing. I'm very, very excited and looking forward to it.
Oh, good.
Now, Megan, give us your Facebook, Twitter, and any social networking sites that you guys are on. Just throw them out there.
Sure. Well, we are on Facebook. We're on Facebook for MG Hair and Makeup, and we're also on Facebook for I Look Beauty Book. As well as Twitter, the handle's at MG Hair and Makeup, and then for the I Look Beauty Book Twitter, it's at I Look Beauty Book.
I always leave out the beauty, and it's always say I Look Book.
I look beauty book. Okay.
And the I look is one word. So it's a lowercase I, capital
right.
L. So it's all together.
And MG hair and makeup is AND makeup?
Correct.
Okay. All right. And then just one last question, and that is, what is beauty to you?
Oh. What is beauty to me? You know, beauty is something that I don't think that you necessarily, you know, it's kind of cliche, but you don't see it with your eyes, you see it with your heart. It's something you connect to. So something that's beautiful to me may not be beautiful to you, and that's okay. You know, and I think that's really where, you know, the agency, you know, that I started, that's really where it kind of started out of, is that a lot of brides were frustrated that a lot of makeup artists that they had gone to, they had an idea of what the bride had to look like, and the bride didn't feel beautiful that way, you know. So really understanding, and again, I mean, a lot of things have changed in the industry, but now I think people accept much more that beauty can come in a lot of different packages. It can look a lot of different ways, you know, and the most beautiful person is someone who's really smiling from within, that they're really happy, and, you know, to be able to appreciate what it is that you like, you know, whether that's a certain type of look or whether that's, you know, something else, whatever it is that you connect to as beautiful, you know, is really beauty. And so hopefully with the app, people can connect with what they find beautiful. And
right.
That's another reason that we, you know, we're not screening the photos and saying, you know, this isn't good enough, or, you know, we don't like this, or whatever the case is. Because at the end of the day, someone out there might find it beautiful, and who am I to judge them and say it's not?
Right. Absolutely. Well, we thank you so much for joining us tonight. We're excited about this new app, and gave us a lot of wonderful information tonight. So I'm just hoping that everyone's clear on, you know, what you need to do if you want to be a part of this. Again, the app is free, and so we won't be able to download it until about another week or so, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, if you like us on Facebook, if you follow us on Twitter, we will be making the announcement loud and clear multiple times in a day.
Right,
so
right.
Everyone knows. We'll shout it from the rooftops that you can go online, you can go onto iTunes, and you can download it. So, yeah, if you go to the Facebook page and you like the Facebook page, or you follow us on Twitter, you know, by all means, you can actually, even if you wanted to, you can go to the website and you can fill out the contact form on the ilookbeautybook.com website. And, you know, you can say, please let me know that the app is going to be coming out. And we'll send you an email and let you know. So if you're, you know, averse to Facebook, you're not good at Twitter, and all you
right.
know is email, that's okay. You can go to the website, you can fill out your information, and we'll get you, you know, we'll get to you that way and let you know when the app is available.
Sounds good. Well, we're excited. We can't wait. Please let us know how we can help you guys get the word out even more here on Beauty Talk. We'll be glad to help you with that. And
great.
Just thank you so much for just coming on and sharing all of that with us.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. I'm really excited about the app, and I, you know, of course we love your work, and so we're excited to, you know, to be with you guys as well. So
thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Well, we will be calling you soon, Megan. So
okay.
You know, we're looking forward to speaking with you a little bit more. And thanks to all of you guys who listened tonight. Thank you, Kim, for calling in. You had some wonderful questions. We appreciate it. And we just hope
thank
that you.
You
guys will go out and support this app. It's going to be something great, and it's going to be very helpful to all artists, hair and makeup. And then soon down the road, there will be a whole lot more new things happening with the app. So we will patiently wait for the new things, but there's enough there. There's enough there to get us all started for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so
Again, thank you guys for listening. If you liked tonight's show, go out and mark it as a favorite. Spread the word. Beauty Talk every Sunday night at 9 p.m. right here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you again, Megan, and everyone have a beautiful night. Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye. Thanks.